This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And the Dolphins with a full house of picks, including a couple extras in 4 and 5, 4th and 5th round. They have 2 picks. And so listen, man, we'll get into all this stuff. And I have no idea. I know the needs, and it's pretty obvious that they have to touch on them in this draft up high in this thing. Look, we need, honestly, if you look at what they have right now on the roster, and not make-believe world, but what they have that they trust, they need 2 cornerbacks. You look at lack of bodies on the defensive line, you probably need 2 big fellas, whether you want to call them a defensive tackle or a nose guard or, you know, whatever you want to call them. They need a couple of big bodies on that D-line. To me, you need a guard, pure guard, which you do. Again, off what you have, and you need a guard tackle. And you may need, with that first guy that's played tackle that can play guard, just in case, your second-round pick a year ago can't play. And you get where you can't trust him. And I think he's going to develop because the guy wants to. Usually part of this thing is they obviously have the talent. His brain is not going to slow him down from getting better. He wants to get better, and I think he will. But you need to go out. This getting older guys, and you need to put some priority on that as well. So it's, you know, you make an argument on all 3 of those positions that I just named. You could use 2 guys. Whether it's a guard tackle or just a pure guard, you need somebody, and you need a backup. I can't tell you last time we haven't needed a guard or a tackle, extra one. Hell, they got down to their 5th tackle last year that they had to start in a game. So, and they're aware of this stuff. Don't get me wrong. They understand and know now you got to do the best you can because every round is, you know, more and more guys are gone when you go to pick. And more people you have on your board as you go down disappear. And it makes it that much harder. So you really got to hit on these first few picks. And you need a lot of guys that they draft are going to be on this 53-man roster. A lot of them. The other story is the fallout of the Jalen Ramsey thing. And everybody's trying to figure out. And I think most people think what Chris Greer said, yeah, you want to get rid of him. I don't think a lot of people are drinking the Kool-Aid on he wanted to be here, but we told him it's better for him to be gone. Now, you can read between the lines. Some stuff has happened. It could have. There could be some things that happened. Maybe showing up for these practices that are not mandatory. They're voluntary. And I don't think he's a big guy. I think he likes to work out on his own, and a lot of guys, and I'm sure, like, if you're going to work out anyway and you live down here, I will never understand. Never understand. You can tell me about, well, you got a different kind of trainer and you've got a different voice and you just get you away from the house. And, like, look, you could say all that stuff you want. And it's nothing. I like all those guys. I do. All those guys, Bomarito to Nick and all the other guys that have their that do these things for. I think they're great. They do them for all these guys getting ready for the draft and getting ready for the combine and getting ready for pro day and working on the 40 and working on all the things they need. I think it's great. And Drew Rosenhaus got a bunch of guys and he sends them down here. But I'll never understand, man. I've tried to. I've listened to guys. My money would be too important to me that if I had a facility. Now, listen, we didn't have a choice. St. Thomas had. There was nothing there.
It was nice.
St. Thomas had nothing at college. It was bad. We had nice fields. Don't get me wrong. The fields, they did a nice job with the fields. But that, whatever that thing was, that building, we would have been dead last. We would have been, you know how they do all that player.
Yeah.
Players do it with the NFLPA. We would have been dead last. Didn't we would have been number one for cockroaches seen on any given day at a practice out there.
Didn't one time, like, your shirt hanger break, so they just put a nail in the wall and said, there you go, it's
That's
fixed.
What they had. They had nails they put there, and you just hung up your stuff. And by the way, two to a locker early in camp. So you had a big sweaty body right next to you, man. It was bad. And now they've got this thing that Mr. Ross has built. Not only did Mr. Ross build this palace, but Mr. Ross, when it was done, he goes, nah, I don't like this. I want to look nicer when people walk through the – he put a higher grade of tile in there. He goes, nah, I like this. So I get that the team's like, hey, man, we got better chefs than most restaurants working here. We got great facilities. You can't beat this grass. As you know, we grow our own grass. Mr. Ross bought the grass company, this high-end grass. That we all wish. It looks fake. It looks so nice. You've been to camp. It looks fake. We're there out there one day, and the engineer goes, they got fake grass here, don't they? And I go, no. They're going to actually mow it in a little while here. So they come out. It's a putting green. It's a freaking putting green, but it doesn't rip up when a 300-pound guy's running around on it. But they've done everything. It's the safest grass you could work out on. So, they go out and hire the best trainers, the best people to take care of you. If you got hot tubs, cold tubs, not little tubs, swimming pools. And, I went through that. I was like, wow, I know my ass would be living here. Plus the food while you're here, food's unbelievable. So, but a lot of guys still like to, hey, you make a lot of money. I don't want to work. I want to be on my own for a couple months and. Got somebody back in California to work out with. I guess, you know, maybe there's some. I never made that kind of money to just give out, and it's not a big deal and back here, but I don't want to be down there every day. And okay, maybe you need a break, want to get away from your coaches, but man, stuff is nice there. Stuff is nice. So I don't know if this came into play. I got away from Jalen Ramsey, but I don't think he's big on all that stuff. But something happened. For all of a sudden, you go from extension, paying a roster bonus of $4 million friggin' dollars, and going, you know, I know what we gave you back in March, but we're going to move on. You go, huh? I'm your best cornerback. Yeah, but, you know, excuse me, but we're going to move on. And then it's like, yeah, we sold him, and he finally saw it. He goes, yeah, you're right. You know, I probably need to move on. And I'm like, none of this sounds like Jalen Ramsey. This doesn't sound like Jalen Ramsey. I'm not saying he's a nice guy to be around or anything. I'm not saying any of that. But, you know, and I don't know. I just feel like he looked around and whatever was going on. And he just said, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Listen, it doesn't matter. The question now is, they've done it, and it's, you know, moving on, and you got to fill his position, whatever you think of him. He's still a solid starter in this league, and you got to find a guy to replace him. I don't think it's gonna be easy. If you're going, you can replace one guy. Can you replace two guys? Are you really? Maybe you're telling the truth that you think Cam Smith is going to be a starter on the outside. Maybe you meant that when you said it. There have been no signs of it, but if you think that, and he can flip it around, and by the way, the coach, cornerback coach, defensive back coach, he gets that turned around and he becomes a solid starter and plays all year. Mm. I want to make sure you're up for assistant of the year in the NFL.
Joe, our two main starting cornerbacks right now, technically without Jalen Ramsey, would be Kader Kahoo and Cam Smith.
Well, Storm Duck would be.
Storm Duck?
Storm Duck played a lot.
Undrafted free agent rookie. Yeah.
How about that? Two of our three guys would have been undrafted free agents that would be starting.
Okay.
They need to bring in more. I mean, they just need to bring in more. And by the way, those guys, hey, Storm might end up being the guy, or Cam might end up being the guy if the light's going to go on. Of course, they said this, all these same things last year. Mm-hmm. All these same things said. We're the most patient organization in the world on everybody. So we'll see. By the way, I don't think it's a 6-win roster. Even before the draft, I still think they're going to be better than that. Obviously, the other part of this is they need the key guys to stay healthy. Starting at the quarterback, we need 17 games out of the quarterback like we did a couple years ago. And actually played 18 games, right? Didn't he play with the playoff game? And you need those three defensive ends. We need healthy Bradley Chubb, healthy Jalen Phillips, and Chop in there rotating, and probably if they could stay healthy, be times where you could play them together. But you're counting on that stuff, the injury bugs to go away. And I know a lot of people, well, how's that going to happen? Once injury prone, always injury prone. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. See what happens. But there's no way to fix all that. You get rid of those guys and you can't spend money, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go out and only got so many draft picks that you're not going to have all 10 draft picks play. Matter of fact, some of those 10 draft picks will be on the practice squad. One might slide to the IR early. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But next week, I'm all in on seeing what happens. And I don't know, and I'm not going to sit and go, that was a bad pick or this. Now, if they get away, and for some reason, which I don't think will happen, I really don't, they're going to get the needs they have. And they have three that are just, they wake up in the morning and they go, oh, my God, defensive tackle, guard, cornerback. They know what they need to get. And then I think Chris Garrett said this lines up with everything we need, lines up with what's out there. We're going to be in great shape. I hope so, because summer camp will be right around the corner and we'll be talking about it. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning on a Friday, man, on a crazy Friday, and trying to figure out the quarterback position. I wonder after yesterday what the Pittsburgh Steelers we're thinking. I know we got our own problems down here, but I was wondering what the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is so weird that they're sitting here without a starting quarterback. They got a questionable backup quarterback.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interesting little story going on right now with the transfer portal open for everybody. Opened up last week after spring football, or a few days ago through spring football. Mario Cristobal is apparently in the running for, and we've had in the updates all morning here, all day Dan Day does a great job. Trebor Pena, the Syracuse wide receiver, if you remember, he had a big game. Of course, all their wide receivers had a big game against the Miami Hurricanes last year in the game that knocked them out of the playoffs. So they're looking for experience. No surprise, they're looking for more experience, a wide receiver, and he had a really good year, had a breakout year, first time. And so it was interesting. I was curious when I saw the stories, the Kane stories, and I see the Syracuse coach on video. And maybe we can try to get it for you. Fran Brown, Syracuse head coach, says, hey, man, guys come in to me and want $2 million, and I want to keep them. But I got news for you. There's one guy worth that kind of money. His name is Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State. And outside of that, there ain't another guy coming around me getting even close to that amount of money for wide receiver. Just not going to happen. So I don't know what happened here. And then, they're saying there's a good chance he's going to end up here. I have another part to this, though. So Trebor Pena, if he's a slot receiver all day, is they're saying he's kind of a slot receiver. Listen, man, you start playing guys and you like the young guys there, you're playing with fire about those guys taking off. I'm just telling you, you start doing that, and unless you know he can play other positions to help you, and it won't affect, but Ray Joseph and Malachi Toney, if you're just going to slide them ahead after the spring they just had, all set up, and for Ray Joseph, you know, he's been around now a couple years. Malachi Toney's a true freshman. But those guys, they're looking at their spring going, I got a chance to play now. I play pretty well. I did some good things. I got better. And all of a sudden, this is the only problem I have with this thing, man. I'm into young dudes and let them get their feet wet and play and hopefully get better. And again, I'll bring in more experience. I get it. But you bring in a whole bunch of guys, and those guys that you recruit, they're there, and they've been heavily recruited. Ray Joseph and Malachi Toney have been heavily recruited. The patience, not going to be a long time. So if you're bringing in Trevor Peña to be just a wide receiver and play, and it's not going to affect those other guys, then I'm good with it. But if you're just going to throw him day one, because I always say this, man, the transfer portal guy is going to jump right ahead of the guys you have. That's the way it is. He's got lots of experience. He put up big numbers. He had a great game against you last year. The only thing I worry about is that, and I've been saying this with other positions, I'd much rather, even if there's going to be some growing pains and guys are going to run the wrong routes, are going to drop some, they're not going to obviously have the skill set of what you had out there and all those guys that had all that game experience a year ago that had great years for Cam Ward, not to mention Cam Ward also helped him play better, some of the throws he makes. But you don't want to lose those guys. You want those guys to come back and feel good. And you bring in a guy after you just sweated and went through, well, you know, to have a good spring and everything was Malachi Tony, Ray Joseph. And you bring in this guy and he moves ahead of him in camp. It's a tough one. And I know you want experience and I know you want depth and all those things. But boy, I'll tell you, we just saw the couple young guys on this team. Felt like they were falling into being backups in year two from spring. And pretty heavily recruited safety from Shaman Amadonna just took off. It was Zaquan Patterson. He left. Now, I don't know what happened. Sometimes there's, you know, other stories involved. I was wrong about him. I thought he was going to be. Day I was out there, he looked like Superman. But just I thought it was going to work. Really was wrong. It's the only problem I have with this thing. I get it too, man. You bring in transfer portals, and his transfer portal guys last year were really good. He had a lot of transfer portal guys who were really, really good. But you hope these recruiting classes, you spend all this money and all these young guys, and a lot of them are four-star guys, going to come in here and be able to play. But you can't expect them to sit 2-3 years and just be in backups. They're finally going to go, you know, choice number two is still knocking on my door every day with more money. So, hey, listen, I know Mario's aware of all this stuff. This is not something new. I know they talked a lot about development of the guys they recruit, and that still should be a priority before we hit the transfer portal to cover up whatever we think we don't have. And I just thought coming out, the biggest problem is the passing game's just way, way behind. And it's got to catch up to everything else with the football team. Some may disagree with me. That's fine. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Are you with me on that thing with the whole recruiting? And Mario has great recruiting classes. Yes. He gets great recruiting classes. He gets some really good guys. But they, even the homegrown guys, they ain't going to sit that long.
Well, that's my thing. You recruit me, tell me, you know, stay home or come here, you're going to be the best thing. And then right when I get there or a year in, they get somebody else and say, well, you're not good enough yet. Stick around, though. It's like, well, no.
No. Not in today's world.
Not in today's world where you don't have to sit out a year, where there's other money, there's other schools, there's no repercussions.
Not only that, but you've seen how the system works at high school. Our high school thing down here is just, to me, is a disaster. Broward and Dade and everybody else, I don't know, is this what we wanted?
That's what I was thinking about the other day, Joe.
Just,
you were talking.
It's just a mess, man.
There's theoretically.
And now we got this other thing that's drifted in. Where you don't even worry about going to school. We'll put you in this phony baloney program called homeschooling and just chill all day, but make sure you get to my public school in time for practice. Mm. Play, like, what are we doing? Mm. We playing professional football as with teenagers now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy stuff, folks. Crazy.
I was thinking about.
Hopefully, Manny Diaz, who listens to the show, Manny Diaz, the politician. Is listening and we'll get on this the way he did that transfer portal. Because mm-hmm. This is your baby now with 300-400 transfers every time we open some semester ends or into school year and guys are flying out of there. Yeah. It's loading up 5 or 6 really good teams, though, don't get me wrong.
National championship.
We got five or six teams that can beat anybody in the country. Don't you worry about that. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers.
First off, I love the kid, right? Trevor's my guy. I recruited him. He came and played for me at Temple. Then he got here. That was like, what, 6 years ago? So then I got here. Trevor hadn't played, right? I think he had 20 catches before we got here in 4 years. And there were some things that I had to help Trevor with, that we helped him with as a staff, and that he got better, and he had a really good year last year. He did an amazing job. As all the guys left, there's a lot of pressure, I'll say, in the world. Everybody don't always handle everything accordingly that I may handle it or you may handle it. But what I'll tell you is this, we paid him enough. He was going to get paid more. It was different things that would go there, but there were some numbers that were asked to me that I didn't feel I would be able to do and move on. And of course, I treat him right. I took care of him, done everything that was needed. And I just said, Joe, you got to go.
All right, boy, there's a lot of those kind of conversations taking place, man. That was Fran Brown, the head football coach for Syracuse, talking about the top wide receiver so far in the transfer portal. That could change. Talking about this kid, Pena, who had the great year, 80-something catches, 941 yards, and 9 touchdowns. And, of course, I love the other part. There's only one dude making $2 million. There's only one guy that should make $2 million. That's that Jeremiah Smith kid from Chaminade. What a year. You know, there's a lot of people that believe he'd have been a first wide receiver taken in this draft as a true freshman. We don't say that very often. I'm not saying there's probably somebody else as a true freshman you went, damn, that guy's ready to go right now. But this kid, Jeremiah Smith, I mean, you talk about a big physical, can run and put up the numbers against everybody, including a huge third and long catch at the end of the game to put it away against Notre Dame in the championship game. So anyway, yeah, man, the transfer portal and college football, it's these guys, they finish spring football, or in some cases even before spring football, the guys already told them they're done. And that's a tough job. That's a tough job. We've got some money to give people. I told him I'd give him some more. But, man, you can't. God bless you. You got to go. There's no reason to have these conversations. I think almost every school's having these. Not every school. But there's a lot of schools that are going, I'd love to keep you. I would. I know you're going to go, but you're just asking for too much. And so we've seen it now with a wide receiver, and we've seen it. Now, he might have left anyway because his quarterback's getting ready to get drafted. Syracuse, what round's he going to go? Second or third round most likely?
Syracuse, third probably, yeah.
Pretty good player. Pretty damn good player. He transferred from Ohio State, I think.
They have him down at fourth or fifth. Rated quarterback in this draft.
He's a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong, man. You throw for that many yards, and Syracuse had a nice year. He was good. So obviously, besides the money, you want to make sure you're going someplace. But yeah, man, these coaches all have to deal with this. Going, I know you had a good year, but you really haven't done anything till we kind of got you turned around. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you getting me turned around. Now I want more money. And I got a year of eligibility left, and I will leave. So, well, maybe you need to go. Because at some point, the coach just got to go. Maybe you got to go. Like, I got a budget, and you're good, but we'll develop some other dudes, man. I'd love to have you, don't get me wrong, having your experience coming back with all the young guys, but we're losing Gadsden and everybody else. But you know what? You got to go, man. That's the system we're in right now. So it looks like Miami's got a good chance to get him if they want. And again, if he can play outside and he can do some different things so it doesn't affect playing time of two of your best young receivers, then I'm okay with it. But if it's going to take it and you move him back, Mario, you're playing with fire of losing guys. The guy's going, he's going to do that because now the outside chatter, well, he's going to do this every year because you didn't have good numbers, because you didn't get to play enough to have good numbers, even though it's your time to shine. He's gonna go out and try to find another guy that's got 70, 80 catches and pay him more. And I do know Mario's had discussions with his coaches about this. Like, we got to develop our guys. We got to get them ready to play different positions. These 4- and 5-star kids, we can't have them all going out the door. We can't keep them all. And some of them aren't as good as the guys playing ahead of them. So I understand that. But, man, you can't recruit these classes and have a high percentage of them taken off. You want to be able to keep the ones. And obviously the no-brainers, the ones that come in and play really well right away. And you've had some of those, Reuben Bain and, you know.
Francis Mauno.
Mauno on the outside has been great at right tackle. But this thing is it's a different world, man. I know. I never thought I'd be talking about this stuff. First of all, I never thought there'd be this all-out transfer portal in high school football. And we've already seen one guy, really good wide receiver, bounce to a third school already. He finished the year at St. Thomas and went St. Thomas, American Heritage Plantation, Edison. So, okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe a limit on this thing. Maybe. But those are rules in place, and God bless those coaches, all of them. Luke, everybody else, I don't blame you. I do it too. They're doing it to you. By the way, they have done it to Luke. Luke's had to lose guys. Hell, he lost a quarterback right before the season went to St. Thomas. So, you know, again, it's crazy. Then the college football stuff is just out of control. There are really no rules to regulate. The tampering is brutal, and there's no way to control it. There's nothing you can do. As long as you have marketing people on the outside looking out for their clients, who, by the way, the marketing people are also NFL agents, they're going to do everything they can to make as much money for those players while they're playing. And then if they happen to be really good, you also still have them as clients to be their agent for everything, which is a hell of a lot more money for them. I don't know how you clean it up. I don't know. And now it's been approved in high school, so we're going to have high school guys getting more and more money too, especially the popular ones. So it's a crazy time there, man. Shaking my head. Shaking my head.
Will we ever see a day that, like, a 5-star quarterback, the best quarterback in the country that's in high school, makes $1 million?
Yes.
Like an Arch Manning?
Arch Manning sat basically for 2 years.
Whew. Yeah.
They had to tell Hewers. Well, he was thinking about coming back. They go, don't come back.
He wanted to come back.
They go, don't come back.
Yep, we're done.
You got two choices. Turn to the NFL or go play for somebody else. But the Manning family's been very patient about mm-hmm. this, even though he did play some. He's played
with
some.
With injury, yeah.
But, no, I'm talking about Manning played some filling in for him with the injuries.
Yeah, Ewers was injured, I meant.
Yeah, but said, no, it's your time. We're playing. And by the way, you don't think he's making some money?
Whew.
Texas?
Yeah. The richest school in America. I mean, not
to mention, listen, he's a former 5-star. I think he's a top quarterback coming out of his class. And
his last name's Manning.
That doesn't hurt. By the way, can you imagine family get-togethers? The guy's getting coached up by his uncles.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment.
all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.